That's all he does. Like if he does something, it'd be good. If somebody said, "Ooh, that's bad," and they said, "Well, then God didn't do it, because if God did it, it was good." Amen? Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, open up your Bibles to Psalm 146. Anybody been in Psalm 146 lately? He's a good God. He shows us stuff all the time. You know what? You could read that every day for the next 20 years and it still wouldn't be exhausted. Amen? Thank you, Father. Glory to God. It says, "Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, who there is no help." Where's there no help? In the Son of Man. You guess what you are? Son of Man. you could blame other people, but you've probably let yourself down more than anybody else. Right? Right? Because you don't want your ideas. You don't want your opinions. Right? You want God's ideas. You want God doesn't have ideas. He's got truth. You want God's truth. That's what helps. The things that you'll get when we start seeking out of our own flesh to find answers, you'll get wrong answers. You'll get bad direction. Whether you could go to five people all the time and say, "Well, maybe I need to go see somebody." Maybe you need to talk to God. Right? Maybe you just need to hear from God and listen and do it. Right? Because I've done it both ways. I spent years following Dave. Whew. Man, he got me lost every which way I could turn. But you know, the minute I turned back to God, he pulled me right back on the path. And every time I've asked him and sought him, he's given me an answer. He showed me something. You know, the other day, this is totally off subject, but I was praying after Brother Moore was talking about the alabaster box, and I was asking God. I'm like, so many people say that. You know, they quote Judas, they quote him and say, "Well, that could have been sold and given to the poor." I'm like, "Lord, could that have been sold and given to the poor? Would that had they not done?" He said, "No, that offering would have never happened. It would have never been in the book." Offerings are designated and anointed to go to a certain thing. And he said, people say this could have went here and this could have went there. It would have never went anywhere because it would have never been done. Right? Because that offering was anointed to be on the feet of Jesus. And in her heart, she was giving as she purposed in her heart. And it wouldn't have went anywhere else. People say, "Well, that money, you know, they took up all that money for an airplane." That money that went to the airplane could only have been for an airplane.
That's right.
It wouldn't have come in otherwise. Why? Because it was designated by God to do that. Amen? And I thanked him for showing that to me, because people say that all the time. They say, "Well, it could have went here and it could have went there. And if I had their money, I'd do this." No, you wouldn't. I wouldn't either. Right? We do what God said, or we do what we said and do the wrong thing. Or do what God says and do the right thing. Amen? We're not, you don't want to be your own help. Right? I don't want to be my own help. Right? The next verse tells who we want to help us. Amen? Glory to God. Or actually, the next verse after it says, in four, it says, "His breath, your breath, my breath, goes forth and returns to the earth in the very day his thoughts perish." Guess what? Your thoughts, my thoughts, they're temporary. They're not going to last. And they're not, you know, when we say something, it's not so big that it's going to be around the earth forever unless God spoke it through you. Amen? And that's the only thing we're going to do that's going to remain on this earth is the things of God. The things of God, the things you say and do for God, that they'll go forth forever. They are eternal. Amen? Amen. It says, "Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help." What? Not the Son of Man, the God of Jacob. That's the help we're looking for. That's the help you want every day. When we wake up, we want to know that our help is right here. It's right here in us. We don't have to look for it. It's here. Amen? And our ability to use that help is in us. It's up to us. Whether you use that help or your help, you're going to use some help. Right? People say, I don't need no help. You need help. Anybody that says, I don't need no help, needs more help than everybody. Right? You'd be like that little kid, nah, I don't need your hand, Dad. I can get across the street by myself. Right? You need help. We need help. That's why we have the Holy Spirit. That's why we had Jesus. We needed help. We need something that gives us everyday faith. Something you can wake up in the morning, grab hold of, and hold on to the rest of the day. Something, a word from God that you've taken and made yours. And that gives you an anchor. It's your anchor. And when you hold on to that, you will go places that you didn't even know you were going, doing things that you didn't have any idea you knew how to do, and accomplishing things for God that you didn't even know. Why? Because you're following Him. And you're getting to do good things. Amazing things. Glory to God. Glory to God. Happy is He. Who? If you see somebody smiling real big, they're probably following God. Or they're about to lose it. Right? If you're following God, you're happy. If you're not, your smile is temporary. Right? If you're following God, you'll have a permagrin, right? You will be smiling every day of your life if you choose to hear from Him. Amen? If He's your help. It says, "For happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope, your help requires your hope. Amen? Whose hope is in the Lord." And that's your hope is where, what is faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for. So your hope is your expectation. When you are anticipating God helping you, when you are expecting God's help, when you are looking to Him, when you're not waking up and saying, how am I going to do this? What can I do? How did I get myself into this big mess? You wake up and you say, I may have messed it up, but my help's right here. My help's right here. Amen? And I can hope in that help. And as we anticipate and expect in Him, then we begin to receive from Him. And you'll be strong in that word. Because when we wait on Him, hope in Him, trust in Him, we receive strength. Amen? What's it saying? What is it? Isaiah 40? Go to Isaiah 40. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Y'all doing good today?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen. I'm getting ready to have a good meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Are you excited?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 40, verse 28. This is how you need to talk to yourself whenever you start getting down. You say, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I got in this big old mess. But I don't know how I'm going to get out of it. And you need to look right at this verse and say, Dave, do you not know? Do you not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, not just a God, the God, the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he didn't look at your situation and go, oh my gosh, how in the world did Dave get himself into that mess? Michael, what are we going to do? I may have to create more angels. He doesn't faint. He's not getting tired. You think God, the devil tries to tell people, God ain't going to help you this time. You've done this over and over. God doesn't grow weary. You his kid, you're going to be his kid. He loves his kids, and he just wants you to straighten up. He just wants me to straighten up. Right? He's not growing weary. He's not saying, I can't do any more for them. Whew. No, he's not growing weary. Right. Keep going. There's no searching. There's no searching of his understanding. Verse 29. He gives power to who? You know who the faint is? People that trust themselves. Right? He'll give you power. People that are looking to their own strength, He'll give you strength. You know how faint I was before I was trusting God? Man, I'd walk in and they'd hit me with one bad thing. I'd be out on the floor. Right? Why? Because you can't trust you. You don't have any answers that fix the things God will fix. Amen? And he says, when you're faint, I give power to the faint. When you're weary, I give strength. I give strength when you're weary. It, you know what? Might be the best place for you to admit you are. Yes. Right? Because you got people all the time saying, I'm in faith. I'm in faith. Don't look at me. I'm in faith. Huh? And don't even try to tell me I'm not. Those people need strength. Why? They're trying to talk themselves into faith. Well, you can't talk yourself into faith. Amen? And so the best thing you do is say, Lord, give me strength. Lord, I receive power. You're the good God. You're the God that gives power to the faint. You're the God that strengthens those that have been made low. You're the one that builds us up and makes us whole. What? If I trust Him, if my hope is in Him. Amen? Our hope is got to be solid in who He is, what He said. Amen? And that's where your everyday faith comes in. Where your hope is where your everyday faith is. Amen? Because what? It's the anchor for your soul. And where your hope is, that's where your everyday faith is. Amen? When you got saved, you confessed Jesus as Lord. Nobody was talking you out of that. Why? Because you're going to heaven. Nobody wants to go to hell. Right? Right? And somebody says, you ain't saved. I'm saved. Right? And your faith is solid in that. You are not going to hell. I am saved. That's everyday faith. And you know, that same faith, that same confession, Jesus Christ is Lord. God raised Him from the dead. That same confession is the faith it takes to heal you. It's the faith it takes to deliver you. It's the faith it takes to sustain and keep you. It's the faith it takes to receive from God and prosper in God. The same everyday faith, the very same thing you started the ride with, is the thing that'll get you through the bumpy parts. Amen? Amen? And people, you know, the minute the bumpy parts happen, people start running around. They're looking for something. What are we going to do? What? Why is this happening? Quit asking. Right. Why did the rain come? Because there was a storm and it was coming this way and you were there under it. Yeah. Did you guys know it rains everywhere? Right. Almost everywhere at least. Amen? And somewhere one day you're going to be where it rains. Because first of all, you need rain. And just because it thunders, right, don't make it bad. Right? The same faith you started with when it was sunny outside and you walked outside. You're walking through the day and all of a sudden a storm hit. The same faith that you had when it was sunny outside is the same faith that will get you through that storm. Okay. Let's look at a verse. Look at Mark 4. Mark 4. Thank you, Lord. He's helping us. I kind of count on it. Right? I need to see something new every time I open the Word. I want Jesus. I want the Word. I don't want Dave. Amen. I want revelation. I want to learn something new every time. Right? New things are good to learn. Amen. I learned something yesterday. It'll blow you guys' mind. This lady here knows what I learned. You can put chili and cheese on your onion rings at Culver's. Hey, I'm saying that's something you need to know if you go to Culver's now. Huh? Now come on. All right. There you go. That'll loosen everybody up for a minute. It did look good. I will be having some of that. I'll be getting me some of that. Luke, what did I say go to? I'm sorry. Mark, how about go to Luke? Let's look at the Luke version, Luke 8. Luke 8. You got to be open to learning these new things. Right? If you're not open, you could miss it. Right? And you know what? I learned that from a teenager. Huh? Don't discard your youth. They know stuff. Guess what? They know stuff in the Word, too. Listen to them. Listen to them. They might tell you something you thought you knew. Amen? Glory to God. And it came to pass. What, is that what it says? Well, no. Yeah, now it came to pass. On a certain day that they went into a ship with the disciples. He went into the ship. This is Jesus. And he said unto them, let us go to the other side of the lake. So they got a word. Right? And you know what? They've been in a boat before. They know how to get to the other side of the lake. So they got a word. Now they're going to go to the other side of the lake. Now, did I say one? I thought I said 828. 22 then. You got to try 22. Let's listen to Ken for a minute. 822. There you go. Let us go over to the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. What are they doing? They're starting a journey. Right? They have a word. They're starting a journey. The day you got saved, you had a word and you began a journey.
Yes, sir.
Amen? You began a journey. Jesus Christ is Lord. Now you can learn more about that and your everyday faith will grow. If you'll learn more about Jesus Christ as Lord, your everyday faith will grow. Your everyday faith will come up to levels that it hadn't been before, and it'll do things and take you places that you never thought you'd be. Look where I'm standing. I mean, we thought we'd rent a house for the rest of our life, drive cars that were broken down, right? And that's how you did it. That's how you did it. In my family, that's how you did it. You didn't own stuff. You rented your house, and you rented it until you died, right? You made car payments from the time you could drive until you died. You didn't. You know. You never saw a title. You never saw a deed. That's where I grew up. Amen. And don't get me wrong. We always had a house. Sometimes. A lot of times. We got moved a couple times. We moved into another house. Amen. And we had cars. We had transportation. So I mean, don't get me wrong. Mom and Dad did what Mom and Dad knew. And we did good. We did that. I won't say good. We did that. But to think that you could own.
Come on.
I remember when me and Kim paid off our first vehicle. I was like, what? We got the title in the mail. I'm like, what? I didn't even know these existed without the lender on the bottom of them. Yeah, you could only get one that had your name and the lender. I'm like, man. But we started a journey. And when we got back on our path, we began to find out about Jesus Christ as Lord. We began to find out about the God that wants you prosperous, about the God that wants you well. And you know what? When the sun is shining, the God that wants you prosperous and well is so easy to hear. Hear it while the sun's shining. Hear it while the sun's shining, but keep it in the storm.
That's right.
Amen?
Amen?
Keep it in the storm. Because guess what? It is going to rain.
Yep.
Right? And these guys were sailors or fishermen. They've been on the water a lot. And so they launched forth. They had a word. They launched forth. But as they sailed, Jesus went to sleep. Well, that sounds like a good idea to me. I don't want to do the other stuff. I want to sleep. It's like being on a waterbed. Right? You just rock back and forth. Amen. He went to sleep and there came a storm of wind on the lake. And they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. The storm came. They started a journey. There was no storm. But on that journey, a storm came. Now, you still have the word that you started with. If you were believing God for your health, you have a word. You have a word that came before you were even saved. A word that came. A word that came that said, by whose stripes ye were healed. That word is as true the day you started your journey as the day you walked through the storm in that journey. No matter what the doctors are saying, no matter what you're seeing, you're not looking at the scene. Hope doesn't look at the scene. Hope looks at the unseen. Amen? And on the journey you're taking, you're stepping out and you're saying, we're going from this side to that side. Right? And when you start your journey, that's what you got to say. We're going from this side to that side. Amen? We're not stopping in the middle. You know, we're not like the dogs that need the security jackets when the thunder hits. Right? When the storm hits, we had a dog that used to dig holes to get under the house when it would rain. So scared of the rain. That rain wasn't going to hurt her. Right? That rain ain't going to hurt you. That storm is not bigger than who you started trusting in. Keep trusting in Him. Keep walking. Don't look at the storm. And when the storm hit, and they were filled with water, they went to Jesus. Not because people think, well, because they knew He could fix it. No, they didn't. If they knew He could fix it, He wouldn't have had, they could have done it. They didn't go to Him in faith. They go to Him because they're scared and they thought He should be scared with them. Right? Don't people ever do that to you?
Yes.
Right? Oh, you can't believe what they said. I know you've seen bad things, but look at my doctor's report. Right? It's way worse than anything you've ever dealt with. Look at my bills. They're way taller than your stack. You don't know. And that's what they're doing. They're going to wake Him up. Not in faith. If they were in faith, they go, Jesus, help. Jesus, help. They didn't go, Jesus, help. They said, don't. Actually, in Mark, don't you care? That is the dog running under the bed right there. Right? Don't you care? Don't you care that we perish, Jesus? Right? And then here they said, Lord, we perish. Right? And Jesus woke up, right? Calm. What did He do? They came to Him and they woke Him. Master, we perish. What are they? They forgot their little security. Isn't that what they put on dogs that are afraid of the storms? They got those coats or whatever they're called. What are they called? The weight effect. This is truly the weight effect. Yeah. And so. So they're all crawling under the bed. The storm, nothing we can do. We're perishing. He arose, immediately rebuked the wind. Why? Because He had the same word they had. We're going from here to there. We're going, and there's a time where that's exactly what you need to say. When the storm comes, you need to look back and say, wait, I had a word right there, so I'm actually going over there. Right? So it don't matter how much rain goes. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what's happening. I'm going over there.
Amen.
Right? It doesn't matter how many sad songs you sing. It doesn't matter how many times you try to tell me, devil, I'm not going to make it. It doesn't matter. I'm going over there. Right? And I'm going to walk right through this to get there. And there's nothing you can do about it, because what I'm going to do is prove that my God's bigger than the storm. Right? You ever notice that none of the armies that God overcame just disappeared? They didn't just disappear. They either killed themselves, right? Or there was all kinds of ways they were gone. But it wasn't because they just disappeared. He didn't say, I'll take trouble away from you. He said, I'll be with you in trouble. And in trouble, I'll deliver you. Amen? So when you have everyday faith, those are the words you hang on. Trouble? No, He said He'd deliver me in that. Yeah, so, okay, let's go. Well, you keep going. You don't stop. You don't look. You don't go, oh, wait, well, let's see, because this could be a bad storm. This could be bigger than God. Right? This could be bigger than He can help with. You don't look at those. You don't go to the weather site and Google and find out how many times this hurt people or killed people. You don't go look. You don't go. Don't Google your symptoms. Trust me, I've Googled symptoms before. Don't Google your symptoms. No, it's not good. You can ask ask the doctor what he thinks, and then tell him what you believe.
Amen.
Don't tell him hateful.
Right.
Say, we understand you know what you know, but I'm going over there. Yeah, I'm going over there. So I'll see you over there. Right? I started here and I had a word. And His word is truth. His word makes free. His word makes it to where the storm doesn't cause you to crawl under the bed. It doesn't cause you to quit. And He got all the way through that. Rebuke the wind, rebuke the waves until there was what? A great calm. Not just a calm, a great calm. Should have went fishing right then. Right? Because you can see your bobber go down really easy in the great calm. It's where I fish, okay? I'm a lazy fisher. I want to go like that. I'm learning to wait. Glory to God. Well, bring the verse back up. And they came to Him, woke Him. There was a calm. I thought it said great calm. Maybe I was mistaken. Next verse. And He said unto them, He said, where is your faith? And then the other chapter, He says, why is it you have no faith? Same thing, because what He's saying is, didn't we start this to go over there? Where's your faith? I said we're going over there. Where's your faith? I said we're going over there. How is it you have no faith? And you know, and people say, yeah, how could they be that way? Well, Jesus said, the Word said, by whose stripes you were healed. People say, I don't know why I don't feel good. By His stripes you were healed. Right? The doctor said this, by whose stripes you're getting over there. You're going over. Right? We're not. It says He sent His word and healed us and saved us from all our destructions. That word will take you from here to there. It's the salvation verse, the healing verse, the deliverance verse, the every verse, prosperity verse. It's every verse wrapped into one in Psalm 107:20. And it'll take you from where you started your journey to where you ended your journey. But you have to hope in it. You have to hope and put your hope in that verse. Amen? What is it? Look in Romans 8. Romans 8. And I don't have this in my notes, so you'll have to. I think it's 24. Romans 8, 24. You know, I'm just as pretty on that great big screen as I am in real life. Just now notice that. Whew. It ain't easy. But I'm going from here to there. I'm going to be pretty all the way, too. Yeah. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. What is He saying? The word you started with, you may not see. Right? But if you keep going, we're following the unseen. It says, while we look not to those things that are seen, but we look to the unseen. Amen? And what we're, hope is unseen. But what's it unseen? You ain't seen God, but you know He's there. Right? You've got His word. Think about Abraham in Romans 4 in this very chapter. Abraham. He believed God and disregarded anything else. He believed God and disregarded anything else. Why? What was everything else? Everything else is the storm. Everything else is what's stopping you from getting here to there. He disregarded everything that was stopping him. Everything he could see was temporary. Everything he could not see was eternal. Everything that he believed, everything that God told him, everything, that's what was getting him to there. That's what was taking him. He wasn't stopping here. He was stopping at Isaac. And because Isaac was what? Isaac was the promise for the seed for all the nations. He was the promise. And that everyday faith is what he had when God stopped him and said, hey, I want you to sacrifice your son Isaac. Right? To me, that would be a storm. Right? That would be a storm right there. I want you to sacrifice your son Isaac. And he could have immediately said, oh no, God, what he did was he said, you said. I know what God said. Well, with the same anchor that he started with. The very same anchor that God gave him all those chapters before was the anchor that took him over. There may have been a lot of stops in between, But the word that said in Isaac, in Isaac. And that day he said, what came up in his spirit? In Isaac, in Isaac. And because in Isaac everything, then he knew he was going from that spot that day to that spot. Amen? Whatever came in between at that spot, God's word would be as true as it was at this spot. So no matter what we're going through, God's word is just as true in the spot you're standing today than it will be at the end. Why? Because you're going. You're heading somewhere. You started a journey. One day you said, I confess Jesus Christ as Lord of my life. I confess Him. And you started a journey. And the more you learn and the more you know about Him, you find out that He's a good God that blesses you. You find out that He, by His stripes you were healed. You find out that His goodness and His mercy follow you every day of your life. You find out that He'll be with you in trouble and He will deliver you. And with long life, He's going to satisfy you. And you find those things out. And as you find those things out, what's it saying? The Lord says, bless me, the Lord, who daily, how often does He load you? You with benefits daily. So you know what day it is? It's every day. It's every day. You know what faith you have for today? Everyday faith. Everyday faith. Why? Because He's going to give you daily more benefits. And the benefits you get, they'll take you here. They'll take you to the next place. And it doesn't matter if you get to a place and they say, oh, the stock market's going down. Is God bigger than the stock market?
Yes.
Well, yeah, but my retirement. Is God bigger than your retirement?
Yes.
What do we have a testimony today? We don't know how we're going to make it on 25%. Now they're having to make it on 300%. God is a taskmaster, isn't He? Right? Not only are you going to make it, I'm going to go ahead and give you 300% to make it on. Glory to God. But it was the same God you started your journey with. He never changed.
Right.
What changes is our vision. When we get to looking at the scene, when we get to hearing what the world calls truth. Well, it's in front of you. It must be true. No. It's temporary. It's temporary and it has to move. It's not going to be there. It's not what I'm counting on. I'm counting on the eternal. I'm counting on the things I'm convinced of. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for. Things anticipated, expected. Right? Fully expected. Right? And it is, I'm convinced that it is the things that I don't see. Amen? I'm convinced that if He said, go from here to there, no matter what's in between here and there, I'm going there. Amen? If the Word says He sent it, He sent His Word and healed me and saved me, then if His Word says that and I start on that salvation, I'm going over to healing. I'm going over to prosperity. I'm going over to every good thing that He's ever had for me. And on the way, I'm going to tell everybody I know about it. I'm going to let everybody know how good He is. I'm going to let Him know every storm He got me out of, every umbrella He put on my head, every stone He put under my foot. Every time the devil tried to trip me up, He raised my leg and made sure I didn't fall. And if I even stumbled, He said, here, I got you. Why? Because He's my help. Glory to God. And He's there and I can trust Him. And I'm saved by that hope. I'm saved by that hope in Him. I'm saved by the truth of His Word that I started in. I'm saved. Doesn't matter what the doctor said to you.
That's
right. Doesn't matter. I'm not saying, listen to the doctor. You want to know what to believe for. Don't believe against, believe for. When he tells you what's wrong, say, well, I'm believe for this.
That's right?
Right? Now, I got a scripture right here that said He was taking me from here to there. So I'm going to believe His word over yours.
Yeah.
Although you're a very nice man or woman. Maybe get politically correct there for a minute. But you are only one of those two. Glory to God. But no matter, you're very kind, and I appreciate your information. But I have information I started with. I had marching orders when I walked out the door, and it said, I want you to go from here to there, and I've made every provision for your trip. I've packed your bag. I've made your lunch. I've given you everything you will ever need to get to there. And if you'll trust me, that's what he says, if you'll trust me. If you'll trust me, if you'll put your hope in me, you won't falter, you won't fail, you'll go through, and you'll be a testimony. That's what Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. What's he saying? Not only will I preach it, I'll walk in it. Right? Well, it's the good news of God. I'm not just going to preach the good news. I'm going to be a witness of the good news, walking in it daily. Amen? I'm going to walk in the good news, and I'm going to show people how good God is, and they're going to see it, and they're going to walk too. Yes. Why? Because the same word that gets me through, gets you through, gets anyone through who will listen.
That's right.
Amen?
That's right.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Man, I don't know how we got all over here, but I got no notes to get back. Thank you, Lord. Man, I'm telling you right now, I got handwriting all over this place and nothing that gets me back from where we're at right now. Glory to God. Why? But we're still going to there. Amen. We're still heading from here to there all the way because we're hoping in Him. Let's look at Romans 4, and we'll close with that. Romans 4, where do they talk about Abraham? How about that? I have no idea. You got it, though. It's like 18, I don't know. Ken knows. Tell us, Ken. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Was it 18? 16. So it's 16. There we go. Go to 16. It is written, I made thee the father of many nations. You know what? It's right there. That's what he believed whenever God said, I want you to take your son, your only son. What? He believed that right there. Right? He believed that not only could he do it, but God would quicken the dead, and he calls those things that be not as though they were. Amen? Same word that he started with. That's the same word he's going over with. Amen? And he called him the father of many nations. Verse 18, who against hope believed in hope. What? He said, I don't know what this is, but I believe in God. I have hope that goes beyond anything this world could give. I got hope that takes me from start to finish, that is the Alpha, is the Omega, is the beginning, is the end. And doesn't matter what's in between all that, I'm going over. If I need to, I'll go under. Whatever it has to happen for me to get through is what's going to happen. Amen? Doesn't matter what, again, what the doctor say? He didn't say anything that by whose stripes you were healed goes further than. He can't possibly have. Because why? Because he put that in place while you were yet his enemy. He put that aside for us when we didn't know him, so that when we said Jesus Christ is Lord and God has raised him from the dead, that verse was invoked in our life. Amen? And our journey that started right then now began to go farther and stronger and greater than it's ever been.
Amen?
Amen. Glory to God. What verse were we on?
18.
There we go. Hoped again that he might become the father of many nations, according to which that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. That's hope. That's faith. That's faith. By this faith, he was credited righteous. He was treated like he had already confessed Jesus as Lord because he had by faith. The gospel was preached to Abraham. And Abraham says, I believe you, Lord. And when he said that, the Lord treated him like he treats me and you today. Before Jesus ever came. Glory to God. Now, go back to the verse. Thank you, Lord. The next verse then. and being not weak in faith. What's it saying? Not fainting, not looking at the things that are seen. You want to make your faith weak? Look at what's seen. Look at the reports. Look at the bills. Look at the problems. Look at all the things your kids are or aren't doing. Right? Look at the things that are going on in your life. Start trusting in them, and your faith will be weak. Your faith will be weak. I remember when Ramsey was younger, I kept thinking of all this trouble I got into at her age. Those are seen things, and they weakened my faith. I had to stop thinking that way, because every time she walked out the door, that creates fear. And you're like, oh, Lord, what's she going to get into? There's drugs out there. There's bad people. There's boys. There's boys, and I was one of them, and they're not nice. But there's nice ones in here. Right? There was all kind of stuff that I'm sitting there thinking, I was a horrible person. I would not want my daughter to meet me at this age. Right? I need to keep her away from me. I had to quit looking at the things I had seen, the things, the experience. The things that are seen are experience, and they're based in lies, and they're based in things God can't do for you and things you'll never have. They're based in junk. But the Word of God is truth. And when we're grounded and rooted and established in it, then we can step on it. We can stand firm, and we can say, no. My daughter's going to make, and she was so much better kid than I was. Oh my goodness. And she's a better person than I am right now, and I'm still working to excel her. Is that a word? It's hillbilly English. There you go. But I couldn't keep looking at everything that could go wrong. And I had to trust God. And you know what he said? He said, trust everything that I've had you put in her or has been put in her through the youth group, through Miss Phyllis, through Brother Moore, through all those that we've put in your path all this time. Amen. Trust in what's in her. Yes. And she'll be fine. Yes. Glory to God. Yes. She's fine. She's 31 now. Making it real good. Right? Glory to God. Got two instant grandkids in the past year or two would go, and it was awesome. We're happy to have them. They were here the other day, a couple weeks ago. They were here. Glory to God. But I had to start where I was and get through that journey. Amen? Because why? Because the devil was trying to get me to get her off track. Why? Because I can't be in fear for my children and help them. I can only hurt them. Boy, let's not get off that. That's a whole nother message. Glory to God. I remember I didn't even know where I was going to come up to end of this one here. Let's go back to the verse. Glory to God. Being not weak in faith, he considered not, he disregarded. He did not regard that his body was dead. He didn't. What? That's seen. That's what you know. Right? That's what your flesh knows. And if you trust in your flesh, that's what you'll know. Right? But he didn't trust in his flesh. He trusted in the God that gave him a word. Amen? He disregarded that he was 100 years old. He disregarded that Sarah was older and she was past the age of having kids. He disregarded it. What do they say about you? He disregarded that cancer report. He disregarded that they said he'd never have enough money to pay that house off. He disregarded that you'd never see a title to your car. He disregarded. He disregarded that your kids weren't going to make it. The world's too bad and they just can't make it through this. He disregarded it. Amen? There's a lot of things to disregard. Amen? And then there's the things we're to regard. Amen. What's the next? Bring my verse back. Glory to God. Neither the deadness of Sarah's womb, verse 20. He staggered not. He staggered. In other words, the promise never got too big. And see, that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to make the promise. He wants you to look at it and say, I can't get that. I could never attain that. I could never. And besides that, I've been through this before, and I didn't make it last time. What makes me think I'll make it this time? Wow. Devil's a liar. You know, when we hear something like that, we should say, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are such a liar. I now know that this is true. Because you couldn't have opened your mouth and said anything true. So we should just say, thank you, Satan, for telling me what's not true. Right? Because the word is truth. Amen. He staggered not. He didn't stagger. He said, this is my promise. I'm not going to stagger. I'm not going to move off of it one inch. I don't care if my body don't work. I don't care if her body don't work. This is the promise. This is the one I started with at, 75 or however old he was. And he said, this is the one I'm going to finish with at 100 and whatever, 99, whatever he said. I'm going to finish with it. What? He didn't stagger. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. But was strong. Remember he said he wasn't weak in faith? No, he was strong in faith. He was strong in the substance of things hoped for. He was strong in the substance of anticipation and expectation. He was convinced that that word was true above all other things. And that's what we have to be. We have to grab hold of what God has said. We got to grab hold. The same way every day you wake up and you say, I'm saved and I'm on my way to heaven. That same confidence that you say that with, you can say, I'm healed and I'm on my way to more health. I'm prosperous and I'll be more and more abundant. I'm delivered and the devil has nothing in me. Right? Well, it's the same word. Glory to God. And as we walk in it, as we believe in it, as we refuse to hear anything else, disregard, right? Then we'll walk in the unseen every day. Right? And when you walk in the unseen, you begin to have the unseen. You know what Abraham couldn't see when he started? Isaac. You know what he saw at the end? Isaac. Glory to God. And that's our hope. That's our hope. When you have that hope, that expectation, that anticipation, and you don't let go of it, you will see the truth in God's Word. And we will always be free. Glory to God. Stand to your feet. Thank you, Lord.